Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, a woman is dead this morning after she and another person were dropped off in downtown St. Louis in front of City Hall following a serious crash in North St. Louis.
Well, the bottom of news, Chris Renier is live downtown with what we know right now from authorities. Chris?
Blair and John, information is still evolving from St. Louis City Police about this entire situation. We are at Tucker and Market outside of City Hall. This is where police say those two people were dropped off after the crash in North City. The truck they were in then leaving the area here. You can see the damage right behind us outside of City Hall here. This is from a totally separate crash that police say authorities were dealing with when those people were dropped off in this area. Police say this whole entire episode started with a crash with injuries at North Broadway and Campbell in North St. Louis shortly after 10 o'clock last night. That is right by the Calvary and Bell Fountain cemeteries. Authorities believe a truck took two people from that crash scene, although it is unclear at this point if that truck was involved in the wreck. Fast forward now to here at Tucker and Market. Police tell us two people, including an adult woman, were dropped off here by someone in the truck that took off from that North City crash scene. Investigators say EMS crews were dealing with that separate crash at this location and saw the two people dropped off and called authorities. We're told the woman was taken to the hospital where she was pronounced dead. The injuries to the other person who was dropped off apparently were not as serious. This morning, we have no word from police on whether they have found the truck or the people who were in it when the drop-off here happened. St. Louis Police accident reconstruction crews have been called in on this case and are leading the investigation. We are still working to get more information from police, and we'll certainly bring you those details when we get them. But anyway, you cut it, Blair and John, certainly a tragic and, quite frankly, troubling situation starting up there in North City, then coming down here to City Hall and ending tragically with that woman passing away at the hospital. For now, live downtown, I'm Chris Renier.
Thanks, Chris. It was a violent weekend, and then there were more fatal shootings in St. Louis City overnight. About 6 last night, a man was shot and killed in North St. Louis at Newstead and Kossuth in the Penrose neighborhood. Homicide detectives are still looking for that killer. Then just after 10:30 last night, a man was shot and killed in downtown St. Louis on Olive. He was taken to the hospital where he died. They're also looking for that shooter.
6:04 is your time right now. Gus's Pretzels, a long-standing family-owned business, will reopen later this morning. Now, this is after a driver slammed into the building. The Power of Two's Laura Simon is live outside of the store in Benton Parks neighborhood with an update. Good morning to you, Laura.
Good morning to you, Blair. Good morning, everyone. The good news in all of this is Gus's Pretzels is set to reopen here in less than an hour. You can see the front of the building right here still taped off, a lot of brick and debris all over the sidewalk following that car crashing into the building over the weekend. But the lights are on inside as employees are getting ready to reopen today to customers. We want to show you some surveillance video, though, of this dramatic crash that happened on Saturday night, and this is captured at the gas station across the street here at Arsenal and Lemp, showing that driver slamming into the front of the business just before 6 Saturday night. The driver initially ran away from the crash scene, but St. Louis Metropolitan Police eventually caught them. The crash happened after regular business hours, so nobody was inside the building at the time, but the third generation owner of this business, Gus Kebby, had a masonry team come in to make sure that the building is structurally sound, as well as the St. Louis City Building Division. He does tell us this is the fourth time in the history of this building that something like this has happened.
So the building has 3 layers of brick, so each wall is 3 layers deep. It's amazing. I don't think anybody realized it was 3 layers deep until obviously now, or at least anybody. But it's amazing how fast the driver was going. And yeah, it's an old building, a lot of history, and it's going to be a tough one to come back from, but we're dedicated to the business. Obviously, we've been doing it for 104 years.
Kevy, his parents and other employees spent all day yesterday working to clean up the shop, so they'll be ready to reopen at 7 this morning. And if you look on their Facebook page, it says they'll be open until 4 this afternoon. Reporting live here in the Benton Park neighborhood just outside of Gus's Pretzels this morning, I'm Laura Simon.
Protests over the Israel-Hamas war continue on college campuses across the nation. Yesterday, more faculty protesters at St. Louis's Washington University were suspended, including St. Louis alderwoman Megan Green. Now, Green insists the protest was peaceful until police got involved. She argues WashU is restricting free speech.
This rally was asking Washington University to divest from the military-industrial complex that is funding the genocide in Gaza. And we cannot lose sight of that.
WashU Chancellor Andrew Martin released a statement saying what happened Saturday was not peaceful, and some chants from the protesters were threatening and anti-Semitic.
And across the country, more protests are growing, some threatening to cancel college commencement ceremonies. The University of Southern California said it would scrap all outside speakers during this year's commencement. Columbia University started suspending students who didn't leave their pro-Palestinian encampment by the 2 p.m. deadline. In response, protesters took over Hamilton Hall on the campus overnight. They smashed windows and are in the building. This is the same one they took over, protesters took over back in 1968 to protest the Vietnam War. Part of the encampment on campus is being cleared to make room for the upcoming commencement ceremony. In notices that went out yesterday, the university offered another venue for demonstrations until exams and commencement are over.
More testimony yesterday in the Thomas Kinworthy trial. Kinworthy is charged with shooting two police officers and killing Officer Tamaris Bohannon. The prosecution admits that Kinworthy fired the shots, but claims he is mentally ill and didn't know what he was doing at the time. One psychologist testified about Kinworthy's state of mind. She claims his family has genetic mental issues and he appears to be delusional at times when spoken to. The doctor says Kinworthy also has trauma from abuse of his father. He was also said that he was getting medication in jail, and it seems that his mental illness symptoms are now under control.
And another Power of Two follow-up, a Sudanese couple that was removed from their tent encampment on a sidewalk in South St. Louis, they have reappeared in a new place. A city crew tore down the makeshift home. It was made out of tarps and shopping carts. Just last week, it was at the corner of Spring and Chippewa. Had been there for years. The couple set up camp again just a block away at Spring and Gravoy. City officials say they offered them a place to stay with physical and mental services, but they turned down the help.
St. Louis Mayor Tashara Jones says she wants to set the record straight on one of her ideas. It's to make the former medium security jail called the Workhouse. She wants to make it into a tiny home homeless village. Well, activists accused the mayor of wanting to hide away the homeless on polluted industrial land when they heard that. Land cut off from the rest of the city. Well, a committee on how best to reuse the Workhouse site issued a report in January recommending things like a solar farm and open prairie or temporary housing for homeless people, even a go-kart track. A spokesperson, though, for the mayor says nothing has been decided and concerns will be addressed before moving forward.
If we do go forward with a tiny home community, building wraparound services on that plot would absolutely be an essential part of that plan. We need to talk to Bi-State about getting public transportation up there, and there are the environmental concerns that we need to remediate before any changes can be made. So we're very, very early on in the process still.